Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pro day today for the Colorado Buffaloes. Travis Hunter, Jimmy Horn, obviously Shedeur Sanders. They went to dinner last night. Did they take them both, Travis Hunter and...
That's what I read, yeah.
Okay, they took Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders to dinner last night. Is there anything a guy could do that make you think about not drafting him at dinner? Legitimately, I mean, if you get drunk and show your ass to everybody, like, yeah, okay, maybe we shouldn't draft this guy. But, I mean, in all honesty, like, is there something that would make you... Is there something Seinfeldian?
I love this as a tactic. I love having both of them because... Got to remember, like, this is a job interview.
Yeah.
And when do you ever take two prospective applicants to the same place to a job interview? And all this is a job interview. I mean, all of it, including, yes, the little things at dinner is part of it. Now, maybe the Browns have their mind made up, and so it doesn't matter. So then
why go to dinner?
It's a moot point. Yeah, I think you're always going to take the opportunity. Just in case you want to learn as much as you can about these guys. And remember, down the road, you might have a chance to have both of these guys down the road. May not be this year, maybe in 5 years. Who knows? You know, that's what a very interesting part of the whole process is. But I was thinking to myself, like, how do you approach this if you're Shedeur and if you're Travis Hunter? Like, I imagine they're friends, but I don't know. I imagine they're really good friends.
What if they hated each other?
They might, yeah, they might have, I mean, there have been times that me and you have hated each other's guts. So imagine if we are going out to dinner.
5:43 this morning.
Yeah, so imagine if we go out to dinner and both of us are sitting there pitching ideas towards a prospective boss, and they're sitting there trying to mull it over.
I mean, you guys have had, and you know, fortunately you do have deals where you're together, but imagine one client, they've got X amount of dollars, and they're going to give it to one host.
Yeah, in the end, only one is going to get chosen. That is what is so crazy. I feel like this is being under-talked about.
I mean, is Shedeur going, you know, hey, Travis, you know, I love the way that you're able to just blow things out and never think about the past again.
Like, is there a chance Shedeur is, because he's probably the more loquacious one of the two, is there a chance that Shedeur is backhanded complimenting Travis Hunter? Like, is there a way that he could do that and say, well, you know, we won this game. It was actually in spite of Travis. But, oh, you know, and he's just acts like he's busting chops, like, the whole time. Like, doesn't Shedeur want to get drafted ahead of Travis Hunter?
Okay, so if you and I were, if Owen was our boss, our prospective boss, we were out to dinner.
I like it so far.
Is there something you could say that would irk me, and then all of a sudden it becomes a competition during the dinner?
Ooh.
Can you think of something that you would say that you would know would irk me?
I mean, there's no doubt I'd be needling about certain impulses that I know that you have.
What are those?
Just certain things that grind your gears in a special way.
Say those. What are they?
I just think I'd have to, you know, play it off by seeing what first of all the Browns are looking for, or in this case.
Well, what's Owen looking for?
Well, and it's just, you know, maybe we're really interested in somebody that's cool, calm, and collected, can always stay composed.
Yeah, not a guy that throws a stapler. You know, who would, the,
I get
who would do that? Drop of
but
a hat.
I'm a person that gets annoyed when people lie about me about throwing a staple.
Oh.
I get annoyed about that.
Wow. At our dinner table, you guys are going to talk about this right now?
Yeah.
See how quickly it can escalate?
Wow.
But you don't find it interesting?
I didn't
that
throw a damn stapler at anybody.
How the short fuse with certain producers over the span. How many have we been through now? Mitch, you're number 7.
What? Why? Excuse me. I'm the one who has to have a short fuse with him because you won't even say anything. I bet he'd rather talk to me than talk to you because you won't say a damn word to him. He's got to play guessing games with you.
I'd still love to see some of the exit interviews.
Mitch, who do you like better, me or Lima?
That's when the producers actually want to do an exit interview.
Here we go. Mitch, power rank your host. You only have 2.
So I have to choose between Ken and Anthony.
Yes.
I'm not putting that on the air.
Oh my God! Put it on the air. Be a man.
Not doing it.
See, this is why I end up a second because I'm willing to tell him what he needs to do.
I had a very nice conversation with Mitch yesterday on the phone.
Oh, you did? Did you?
I've had nice conversations with Anthony. I've had nice conversations with Ken.
Wow. Every time I need to correct him, every time Lima believes he needs to correct him, I'm the one who's got to tell him. I'm the one who's got to be the bad guy with Mitch. I had to be the bad guy with Anthony. I certainly had to be the bad guy with Landry. I didn't have the chance to be a bad guy with Abe because he gave up on us before he even had a chance. Who else was in there? I was in there for like five years. You're different.
Ken is so
you're
sentimental.
Different. You're different. No, well, he's different.
Those memories come flying back.
I can't. There's certain things I just
this
can't fight over.
This is why he can't appreciate regular seasons come down on the road when they don't win the championships. He completely forgets about them.
Pick it. Pick now.
I'm not doing it.
Mitch, don't take his bait.
I'm not taking anybody's bait.
Why won't you pick? Why won't you be a
because
man and
I don't
pick?
Want it on public record of me ranking personally the hosts compared to each other. I'm not doing that.
Are you kidding me? How would you not do it?
When you walk out to fill those meters, under which direction do you feel like you're most pressured?
Hit the music.
So anyway.
Hit the music.
All I'm saying.
Which music do you want?
I'll get back to Shador Sanders and Travis. We got 20 days. They ain't going anywhere, okay? Hold on. Hit the music.
I'll give you a little different music.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Nice dinner party, Mitch. Just let us know.
We have a Dom Perignon, nice 72 try. At
Mitch,
$106.
I'm trying to bring in a new host to my radio station. You know, between the two of these guys, which one do you think would help me out most and help launch my new radio station?
I mean, it's such a hard decision, Owen. I'm probably not the guy you want to be.
But you're the only guy I have here with me right now.
We both put you as a reference.
I mean, I tried to talk to them, and they blew up about a stapler. Both of them, one on each side. I need to know.
Now, would Mitch be of the ilk to where if
he's... Get the bat phone out and call Keith.
If he's ordering on someone else's dime, he's going with the Wagyu?
Well...
He didn't know it at the time. That person you're mentioning, see, now I'm mad because you misrepresented one of our other friends. He did not know it at the time.
I've never even had Wagyu. I don't know what that is.
He didn't know what he didn't know it either.
But if you saw hamburger on the menu, would you just order that?
He just saw burger, so he figured he was ordering something different, and we had to go, hey, buddy, the MKT there means it's no, you don't order that.
The $72 burger.
Yeah,
I think it was actually more at that time. Come on, Mitch.
Mitch, you don't have to answer this.
Yeah, he should.
See, because
it's a show of opinion.
Tell you what. One of the hosts is giving me an out here.
Why? What did I do?
You said answer the question. And Lima's like, you don't have to answer this.
Yeah, I don't think you need to
Why
be on the spot
the
on
question?
This one.
Why
you know
should
what
he
you do need to answer? Call. Tell him, Ken. Tell him what he needs to answer right now.
He needs to answer the damn phone. Is what he needs to answer.
Line one.
All right, Kenny. I do throw highlighters at the window.
Yes, it is. It is highlighter proof. It's been
but
tested.
I've done that to everybody.
Doesn't even make a dent,
What's
no matter how hard
at?
You throw it.
The one time during a rant, can I tell you guys this? Steve is a good friend. Steve Ralston, our buddy. I'm throwing his whole name out there. And one night, I'm in the middle of some rant, and I turn my mic off during the rant, and I'm going, and I can't believe Pat Shurmur would ever have the bill. I remember you couldn't say the B word back then because it was a different bus. I can't believe he'd ever have the satchel to ever say that to the media. Line 4, dummy! I can't believe that he would ever do such a... Like, it was just... All right, here we got... Wait a minute. You want me to get to a caller first? You want me to get to the boss?
We got time for both. Yeah. Get the caller.
All right, give me Mike on the row ad. Hello, Mike.
Hey, this is easy. I can help Mitch decide this if you want.
Okay.
Mitch, if you want to hear 8 hours of love for LeBron James...
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be Anthony, okay? If you want to hear how LeBron James is the best human on the face of the planet and the best basketball player, it's Anthony, clearly. Or Jason Lloyd, but we won't go there.
Mike, I hear what you're saying. Here's the thing, though. I can listen to Lima, or I can go on to TikTok and listen to all of the song edits about LeBron James right now. I have options.
I've heard about that. Well, true, no, I'm not on the TikTok. Go ahead,
now,
Mike.
If you want to hear the love and homerism of the Cleveland Browns, you got to look at Ken, you know.
See, I don't know. I think Ken this past season has really
been
shaped.
On him.
Reshaped a lot of Browns fans to the point where I'm calling it Browns nihilism. He calls it Browns prison. I call it Browns nihilism. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of points where it looks like it's physically painful for you to talk about the Browns sometimes. Yeah.
I did say I didn't care about Kirk Cousins earlier. All right, Mike, thank you very much. That was a nice breakdown of both. All right, here we go. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in our boss. The marble mouth of Crawford County, Keith Britton, joins us on the show. Hello.
If you guys could only hear the disappointment in Mitch's voice every time I call. It's like he got off the phone so quick. He put me on hold in like 2 seconds. I'll put you on hold. I mean, he was so pissed off. Mitch, by the way, we did get the window fixed when Ken threw that, so it's no big deal. It didn't hit anybody. It got the window
fixed. If I would have broken a window, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Some companies launch 2x4s at windows?
I will say, Keith,
just Sharpies.
These are great windows.
For free for every four you buy. They are. Window Nation. 866-90-NATION. Yeah.
JD Power and Associates have given them a high ranking.
I would say the one thing that I do need to know, like, we have the Browns t-shirt. You guys have been through a lot of producers. I think it's comparable. The number is getting there to how many producers you've been through with the Browns quarterbacks. But I will say this, Mitch, I do want to know, like, you know, as a boss, sometimes we like to get people's opinions on who they work with and stuff. I just like to know, who do you enjoy working with more as a host? Like, just so I can put you in a position to succeed.
This is tough, man.
This is your boss talking.
Well, who makes
I'll
life?
Hang up and listen.
Yeah, who's... He'll listen, and then he'll criticize later. Who makes your life easier,
Who makes my life easier?
Oh, yeah.
God. I got to say, I mean, Owen really helps me out with the sound cuts and everything. And
what a dodge.
We didn't ask you about Owen. Stop dodging.
I'm
not part of this, Mitch.
Pick.
I'm not doing it on the air, man.
Why would you not do it on the air? That's what you do everything on the air.
I don't want you guys to know the answer.
What are
you
talking about? We talk about our dead moms on the air and make jokes about them. Mitch, I think we can handle this.
Mitch, we'll do it off the air. That'll be all our best content, off the air.
Can I flip a coin for it?
No! Oh, my God. You are the worst.
I have a coin in my hand as of right now. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares. Shut up. Go back to Strasburg.
Do that off the air.
Get back to Strasburg.
Do that bit off the air.
Oh, my God. Get this kid a job in Peoria, Illinois.
Good God.
Hello, Jackson. Jackson and Chardon, home of the Toppers. Go ahead.
What's going on, man?
Hi.
I think LeBron?
What?
It's LeBron Day. We got to be excited.
What are you talking about?
And for 2 days now, Anthony's went, where are the callers at? And then that's what I get in response.
There you go.
The LeBron bat signal.
I'm the one who's honest with Mitch. I tell Mitch what he needs to hear.
Sure.
You tell me what Mitch needs to hear. And that I wanted to let you know 98% of the stuff I say to you is stuff that Lima wants me to tell you. Is it not true?
I've got you to say it. I got you to say it. What do I need to do?
It's the truth. It's the truth.
If you need to tell me something, it just make sure you tell me. That's all I'm asking.
You do to me what the afternoon show's doing to that poor Jake kid at night. Just sticks your hand up my ass and you work me like a puppet and make me talk to Mitch the way you want
heads,
me to.
Not heads, Ken Carmen. Tails, no. Anthony Lima.
Here we go. We're not doing that.
How about heads we cut off his mic, tails we cut off his mic?
No. Look.
When you become a man and decide which one you like better or which, then we'll go ahead and do it.
Right.
Can I say there's one thing that might turn me off about Shador Sanders or Travis Hunter?
I want to know if Shador or Travis Hunter is sabotaging each other at that dinner.
Well, I think if Jimmy were sitting right next to us, we were just yelling at somebody else sitting at the table, I think he wouldn't draft either of us. I don't think he'd take either of us.
I think Abdul Carter sounds really nice right about now.
There was nobody else at the Penn State dinner. It was just him. Can I admit something? There would be one thing I might think less of him. If you're going to be my quarterback, chew with your mouth closed. That's one thing. And the other thing is, if you have a steak, now I'm not going to judge him if he doesn't eat steak. You don't need to be, it'd be nice if you, I think an AFC North quarterback eats a steak.
A sloppy steak?
Well, no, because we had a guy who was a sloppy steak guy, and it took him a minute to get matured, and then he ended up being mature somewhere else.
You'll be able to tell if his hair is pushed back.
He was definitely a sloppy steak guy with his hair pushed back. If you do the thing, and it's going to be hard for me to describe this. Maybe you can describe it better. You have the fork, and you basically are in a stabbing motion when you cut the meat. I don't like that. You can hold it. My dad had a way to hold it with your index finger, and it was a better way to cut the meat. My dad taught me that, and at first I started doing the stab motion. He's like, no. Take your finger and put it on top of the fork, stick the fork in, and cut it with some dignity. That's the way my dad's a psycho, but that's the way it was. And I think if you cut your meat like you were psycho stabbing in a shower, it would be in the back of my head in some way. It would be in the back of my head.
What about the order?
What other corners are you willing to cut?
Hold on for the next player to turn around your franchise. If one goes filet and the other goes tomahawk, like, does that change things?
I would imagine they're both tomahawks.
If somebody goes, I want the 6 ounce filet as opposed to the 32 ounce.
I don't want them.
I
don't want them.
That doesn't bother me.
You've got to at least be a strip. You've got to be a strip, and then it goes strip ribeye, of course. Then you get your bone in, your cowboy cut, and then
Does the way you get it cooked determine it too?
Now Mitch is cooking with gas. This is what we were thinking. I would prefer my quarterback to have it rare, medium rare.
I'll take a medium rare because it tells me he's not living all the way out on the edge, but he's willing to take a calculated risk
now
to benefit.
What if he says, well done, and then immediately looks at you and go, and I know what you're thinking here, Jimmy, but let me explain myself. And then gave you a good explanation of doing it his way.
Still don't want him.
Really?
Sounds like a guy that's going to make excuses on Monday morning about why things turned out the way they did on Sunday afternoon.
Let
me go one further.
That's magnificent.
Let me go one further. If they don't do it the right way, do you send it back or are you worried how that looks? Ooh. To the decision makers.
Are you a
staunch decision maker?
I'll do you one better. If I'm Jimmy, I have somebody call ahead and I go, whatever he orders, mess it up.
Yeah. How does he deal with that? How does he deal with the chaos?
Oh my.
How does he work in chaos? As a troubleshooter.
Don't tell me I'm insane. Jim Irsay owns an NFL football team. So I don't want to hear that I'm the insane one here. Yeah. Yeah, you want to be my quarterback? Let's figure out how you deal with something like that. And how do you treat the wait staff, too? Do you do it with something? Excuse me, this isn't what I ordered here. I ordered this. Thank you very much. Or do you go, excuse me, how hard is your job? Because that would bother me. Yeah. That would bother me.